Okay. The first thing. To mention, and I put these up now, just to kind of give you a little bit of time, but part of putting up a website is promoting your website, and I have put up a bunch of articles that go into how you can advertise your website and all of those good things, and I want you to do a little research in that. You don't have to read them all, but you should do some research in some of them. And there will be a question on the final, which will basically be, is how do you promote your website? What's your plan to promote your website? So I've given you some references. You can go get other references. And but that will be a question on the final. Okay. And then the next question is this down here, which it said evaluating the information you find in a website. And I think I'm going to have a question about that also on the final. So how do you evaluate the information you find in a website, which leads to how you can make your information that you put on your website pass the test of people taking it seriously. So those two things I want you to look at. Okay, then we're going to get into looking at some more things here, hopefully. But the first thing I want to do is really get you, this is going to be a lot of you working on stuff on your own. Class today. And the one I want to look at is the payroll assignment. But if you are way far behind, we can look at something else that you've done also. But this payroll assignment is what I want to talk about and look at. I put this up last week. So you're going to say, enter the name. And then you're going to enter the type of employee, whether they're salary or hourly. Okay, if they're salary, you fill in the salary. If they're hourly, you fill in the pay per hour and the hours worked. Okay, and there are ways where you could have one of them come up and not the other, but I'm not trying to complicate that, so they're both going to be there. You just fill in the appropriate things. And then you're going to pick what medical plan you want to have, and then you're saying, I want to calculate the pay. Okay, so the first thing you have to do here is to fill out the form, and set up the form, rather. You have to set up the form. So the first thing you're going to do is get the form set up. And then you're going to have this button, and the click event involved in this button is going to go calculate your pay. Okay, so I'm going to look at this quickly and go through a solution just quickly, and then have you do it. Okay, let's see if we can make this work, because I want a menu bar. I am very fond of menu bars. Okay, so we're going to go looking, file, open file. I think that's the one. Okay, we're going to take a minute while I try to figure out where I stored that. This morning when I looked, I found it. Thank you. Okay, that's not the one I was looking for, but that's all right. We can work with this one. Okay, so I set up the form, and this is the way I set it up. And if you look at, because I'm going to look at the view source, but I'm not going to take a picture of the screen because I want people to have to work it out. But I want to I'm willing to talk you through it. Okay, so the first thing is I set up at the bottom, and I set it up at the bottom in the body. And I set up the calculate payroll, and I gave it a form, and I gave the form a name of payroll. So that when I call the function that I'm going to call, I can send it payroll. And by sending it that, it gives me access to everything on the payroll. So then I said, okay, I'm going to set this up, and I put in an enter name, and however I did it in a paragraph, but you don't have to do it that way. But I set up an enter name, and then I said, okay, input type equals text, and name equals, and I put up a name for it. And then I went down and did the radio buttons. And the radio buttons, if you recall, we talked about, have to have the same name so that they're in a group, because the name gives them a group. I can give them individually a different ID. Okay, so I can change this and give them individually a different ID, but still give them the same name. And if I give them the same name, the name tells me they're grouped together. And then the ID gives me a name so that I can actually check it with the name. So I could have put ID on these. But notice that I've got two groups of radio buttons, the pay type and the medical type. And the names have to be the same because that's what tells them you can only click one in each group. Okay, because you only want to click one in each group. And then I said, okay, then I've got a button, and when I click on that button, I'm going to go and do the function called calculate pay, and I'm sending it the information on the form, so I'm sending it payroll. And when the function is complete, whatever it returns, and notice up here I say return your pay, whatever returns will go into pay as the value. So pay.value means that this field called pay will receive the value that is returned. So that's how I've set up the form. Now I go and say, okay, I'm calling calcpay. So I go up to calcpay, and at calcpay I put in an alert. And this alert is simply telling me that I made it here. Okay, so alerts are a good debugging tool to put in so that I can see that, in fact, I made it to the function. Okay, and then a little further down, I have an alert where I put up the value that was in salary. And if it was a zero, then I know that it's not a salary person. And I was just doing a check there. We'll run this in a minute. So I set your pay at zero because I wanted to clean it out. And then I said, okay, if on payroll, pay type zero is checked. Okay, so I'm saying if it is checked, if pay type zero is checked. And remember I said when we looked at this that when I have these multiple things, it sets up a behind the scenes. It sets up a behind-the-scenes array. And so pay type zero means take the first one, the first of the buttons. Check the first of the buttons. If I had a name for it in the ID, if I'd use the ID for a name, then instead of saying pay type zero in square braces, I could have given the ID. So I could substitute the ID in there if I'd given it an ID. So I'm saying either take the zeroth one of the names, being the first one of the names, or I could have put a specific ID in there. And I actually have that, and I'll look for it while you're working on this. And then I say, okay, so if zero is checked, then that means that I am going to take the salary value and divide it by 52. Okay, to get my weekly salary. Else, if the pay is less than or equal to 40, I do one calculation. If it involves overtime, I do another calculation. I leave one of these ifs with your pay, which is the basic, what I'm calling the basic pay. So I'm leaving, and you can call it anything you want to, but if it's salaried, the salary goes, weekly salary goes into your pay. If there's no overtime, your pay picks up what they've got. If there is overtime, your pay picks that up. So I leave this set of if statements with something in your pay. Okay, if it was 40 hours for $20, I'm leaving with 800. Okay? Then I come down here and say, okay, if the first medical one is checked, then take and subtract $50 from your pay. Else, if the second one was checked, subtract 35. Else, I'm assuming the third one is checked. Because my company makes you have medical insurance, so I will then subtract 25. So I go through and subtract, and I subtract it from your pay, so your pay has the amount. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to round it, and that statement will round. Math round, your pay times 100 divided by 100. And we can look at that, but that's the way to round it to two decimal places. And then I said, okay, now return your pay. So your pay comes back. Okay, so if I run this and put in John, and I will make him hourly, and so I'm going to put in 40 hours, $40 and 40 hours, whatever. And then I'm going to put in plan A, and then I'm saying calculate your pay. And my first alert comes up that says hello, and my second alert comes up, and I've got my $15.50 there as the pay. Okay, which is the right pay, because 40 times 40 is $1,600. Subtract $50 from the first pay type, and I get $15.50. Okay, so that's my pay. So what I want you to do for the next however long is really write this program, okay? Because I want to make sure that you can write something like this, and that way you can ask questions. We can bring this up and look at a part that you're confused about, but I want you to actually take time to write this program, okay? And then we'll pick up with some more stuff when you're done. And if you have any homework that you want me to look at, I know you said you had something, I'll happily do that. Okay, so any questions about what I want you to do? Yeah.
I did this, but I didn't do that overtime. Do you want me to put in the overtime part of it?
Okay, but you did the whole thing? Okay.
I did this, yeah.
All right.
It just calculates the pay.
Nobody was supposed to be that up to date.
Okay.
Then I'm going to give you the next problem. Okay.
I thought I was late.
No, I think it was technically due today, but I just actually didn't think anybody probably had gotten it done. And so I picked that one to do in class. So I will point out the next one to you, and you can look at that, because that's the homework that's going to be up there for tonight, which is the quiz. So here's the quiz, and it's a little hard to read, and you can make up any questions you want, but I want to have a series of questions, and I want most of them to be, can be true, false, or something, but I want a few that would have check boxes where you could check multiple things. So I want at least one that has check boxes and one that has a variety of buttons. And so when you run this, it should come up with buttons that say, calculate your grade, and then show the letter grade. So I want to do both calculating the grade and showing the letter grade. Okay? On the number three one that had the check boxes, these were actually all true. So they all had to be checked the way I did on this one. And I put it in a compound statement, which we'll look at in a second. But you could also, if you wanted to, give, there were five questions, so each one was 20. I gave just 20 if you had to get them all right. But you could choose on these check boxes to give 5 points for every one that they checked and that sort of thing. I don't care how you go about doing the grading. And then the notes on this, here were the notes. So I said on this first one, my form name I called questions. Then I had question one, and I had input type radio button name equals question one. Okay? And if you wanted to, again, you could put an ID in here and say T1 for true one, or F1 for false one, or something like that, and use the ID, either one. But I put it up like that, so that shows how I did question one. And then question three, I set up a checkbox, and these I gave individual names to, so name equals H for HTML, and I think I gave it a name equals J for JavaScript or something like that. Okay, checkboxes, the names can be unique because you can check as many as you want. Okay. The third question means four checkboxes, and each should have a separate name. And then the click can call a function and send the content of the form. And on click, if I were doing this, I would actually have it come back with the average, but you can figure that out, whether you want to put the average out in the routine or whether you want to return the average. You can either return it or you can calculate it in the function. And that's why I said, oh, you can send the information, receive the return in the form of a numeric grade. And then you can have a second button that you click, which sends that average up and calculates the letter grade. Or you can do it all in one function. And then you would put them in their right fields. So I said, if question 1, 0, tricked equals true, your average equals your average plus 20. And this one I said, if question H is checked equals true, and question X tricked equals true, and I kept going because I would list all of the ones that were should be checked in order to be true. Okay, and then after figuring out, you should start asking a series of questions, or you can have it in another function. So here I said, if your average is greater than or equal to 90, your grade is A. Okay, but I want both of them. So if you're using return, you're going to have two functions. But if you put the information into the right boxes from the function, then you don't need to have two functions. But the return only returns one thing. And so if you're returning, you need to have two events. One to click to get the average, then once you've got the numeric average, send it to the second one to get the grade. So when they click on they want the grade, it would send the average up and then ask those if questions about if it's greater than or equal to 90, it's an A, and that sort of thing. So that was the homework for this week. So if indeed you were done, which you were, with the other one, then you get this one to work on. Okay? And so, you had a problem. You want to bring it up?
Yeah, I didn't notice that I didn't actually put it on here, so I'll have to email it to you.
Okay.
I was having trouble with this, but I fixed it. I fixed my keynotes today. So this is what you mean by the website, right?
Correct.
I'm just going to reset it.
Then work on this payroll when you end up now, right here. Okay. Then work on that. And I'm going to turn off the recorder since I'm doing this.